We are sponsored by the Keepersall Collection of Estate-Grown Wines and by the Keepersall Estates Restaurant and Winery, East Texas Destinations, 20 minutes south of Tyler, off of FM 344. It's not who he is, but one still cannot help but wonder if President George W. Bush is enjoying a moment of schadenfreude, that interlude of guilty pleasure attendant to watching his successors squirm. When President Bush left office, he left behind a relatively stable situation in Iraq and a legacy of having taken action, however imperfect, to confront Islamic extremism on its home turf and on American terms. He did so at considerable personal and political expense. By this point in his second term, President Bush's approval ratings were in the tank, and a change of party in the White House was all but inevitable. Barack Obama won the presidency largely on the premise that George W. Bush was a cowboy who started an unnecessary war. The guiding premise for Obama was then, and is now, that if America would stop overreacting to Islamic jihadism, Islamic jihadis would stop overreacting to us. This is a near constant among far-left liberals. They see America not as the beacon of hope for the world and the defender of freedom of last resort. Liberals see American strength as provocative. Thus can be explained bombs in the World Trade Center parking garage, truck bombs at Marine barracks in Beirut, attacks on U.S. embassies, the bombing attack of a U.S. naval vessel, and ultimately the use of U.S. commercial airliners as cruise missiles against major U.S. cities. But events now unfolding put the lie to this narrative. Beginning with a speech in Cairo in 2009, the president embarked on what many came to call his apology tour. In op-eds and in speeches before audiences at home and abroad, he was quick to point out America's flaws and lay blame for the world's problems at America's feet. And whenever he found himself in a tight rhetorical spot, he particularly blamed George W. Bush. Given the events of 2011 through today, events that have included evacuation of all U.S. military personnel from Iraq, the murder of a U.S. ambassador, the video beheadings of two American journalists, and terrorist annexation of land in Iraq and Syria greater in area than that of Great Britain, it's now apparent that for whatever mistakes George W. Bush may have made, those mistakes can now be seen in the aggregate as an imperfect answer to a perfectly understood problem. Visit the George W. Bush Presidential Center in Dallas, read the quotes on the walls, and you will come to understand that President Bush saw 9/11 as a signal event in a growing and dangerous clash between civilizations. If Barack Obama were open to learning, he would be realizing now that America is not the problem. It is the perception of American weakness that is the problem. If he were to be honest, President Obama would admit that for whatever mistakes that were made, Bush's fundamental premise was sound, and that premise is this: Islamic jihadis will continue visiting death and chaos upon the West until either the jihadis are triumphant or until the West gathers the will and marshals the means to stop them. That's my word. What's yours? Go to YouTellMeTexas.com and you tell me. And follow me on Twitter at Paul Gleiser. The Latin phrase is carpe diem, and it applies most particularly to tomorrow afternoon. The words mean seize the day, and they practically cry out about the patio at the Keepersall Winery. It simply doesn't get better than this. On a perfectly comfortable early fall day, an afternoon on the Keepersall Winery patio with your spouse or with friends, enjoying a light European meat and cheese at lunch and a bottle of wine is the best time you can spend. The lush green beauty of the vineyard gently rolling away, the beautiful fall weather, any of many Keepersall wine selections, and the quiet company of someone you care about will restore the spirit in ways that cannot be replicated elsewhere. It being fall, red wine is back in my repertoire, and I'm currently recommending the Keepersall 2009 Merlot. Tell them I sent you, and a sampling of this robust, highly drinkable red is on me. Go south on Broadway to FM 344, left under the bridge a mile and a half to the Keepersall entrance gate on your left, and then follow the signs. Learn more at KIEPERSOL.com, Keepersall.com.